And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner. Today I'm catching up with Norwalk High School Activities Director Josh Toby as we take a look back at some of the highlights from the past school year and what's coming ahead for 2025-2026. And Josh, we just finished our top 10 countdown of the best sports stories from the last school year, and it was another great list of accomplishments for the Warriors. What were some of your favorite memories of the past year?
Well, thanks for having me on, Mike. Yeah, as I was just telling you off air, I think the best part about our job is those moments we get to see, you know, every season. Some are a little bit bigger than others, but that's the great thing about high school athletics is the moments that are created by the teams and the kids that we get to, you know, experience in our roles as educators and as a community is such a fun part of the job. And, you know, there's struggles with that, but man, when you get those moments to celebrate, it's really fun. But yeah, you know, we were just talking about girls basketball with their run the state first time in a very long time, and to win in that first round game the way they did with some remarkable performances in that game by both teams, being capped off by Pearl's last second shot to win the game. You don't see those types of shots happening a lot at the girls state basketball tournament. And what a great moment for Norwalk down at the state girls basketball tournament. And I know they're looking ahead already the next year and improving on a successful season and, you know, trying to get back down there. But yeah, when I think of last year, you know, there's so many, Mike, you know, football winning a district title, going over to Lewis Central and beating a really solid Lewis Central team with some massive, you know, big plays by our leaders on that football team. I actually missed that game. I don't miss a lot of events, but I missed that game, and I was getting quite a few texts that night, and just so happy for Coach Patterson and the boys to pull that one off and be able to host a home playoff football game. Says a lot about your program. They're not easy to do, and very few teams get to host them. And so, you know, just a couple there, but, you know, we had a lot of good finishes in other sports too, Mike. Boys bowling, I believe finished in fifth or sixth at state. You know, I think that was one of our higher finishes at state this year. It was their highest finish in school history, kind of an underdog at the regional qualifying meet, and got in and did really good over at Cadillac Lanes in Waterloo. So shout out to Coach Greenwood and the boys. They were so excited and so proud of that accomplishment, and they should be. Boys soccer, not going to shock you, had another run, made it to the state semifinals, lost to a really good Urbandale team, but just a season filled with some fantastic performances. And, you know, I think, you know, there's so many teams too that we have, Mike, that are just so close to making state that, you know, a call here, a shot here, you know, a couple inches to the left, it's just the margin for some of those, you know, or to advance to a state tournament is so small with some of these sports. And, you know, a lot of our teams were so close to being able to accomplish that goal and are working hard already. Girls golf qualified for 4A state golf for the first time in school history and had a really good tournament. You know, I think that's a pretty intimidating atmosphere to have that many people watching you tee off that you're not used to, and they perform really well at the regional meet and at state meet too. So yeah, just a lot of them. I could probably keep talking for, you know, a couple hours about, you know, some of our individual performances last year, but looking forward to seeing how some of these teams build on last year and get it going this year.
Absolutely. Just in down up and down the line, there was great accomplishments in every season. And now we look forward to 2025-2026. It's already underway with girls tennis. That's probably the biggest change in the high school scene this year, as girls tennis has switched from the spring to the fall. And just kind of give me an update on the other sports too. And, you know, practices have begun and or camps, and everybody's getting ready to go.
Yeah, so girls tennis, as everybody here, most people know, got moved to the fall. They were allowed to start August 4th, and then their competitions could start August 7th. So they played up in Ames yesterday in a non-conference meet and won. So we've been saying the last 24 hours, it's the we're undefeated as a school in school history in the month of August. So that's been a pretty significant change. And, you know, the Boys Association and the Girls Union really have never made sizable changes like that, well, since I've been an AD, two seasons like that, where sometimes it gets bumped up a couple weeks or back a couple weeks, but to completely move it to a, you know, a different season is unusual. And Coach Geisler and Coach Fisher have done a good job adapting to that. Our girls have done a good job. You know, it's just, it'll be just fine next year, but obviously working through some unforeseen conflicts, you know, with kids in dual activities and sports is a challenge. But they're off to a great start. I think they're liking it. They like practicing when there's no school. But yeah, the rest of the sports get started here on Monday with, you know, full practices. And some have been having camps here and there this week. And but yeah, full go next week, Mike, and looking forward to competitions and basically, you know, outside of girls tennis starting the following week.
And then some big changes on the way too, facilities-wise. Baseball and softball fields being torn up now, going to all turf next year. The softball field will move slightly from where it was. Baseball will stay in the same spot, but that'll be something to look forward to next summer is the turf fields.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I was fortunate to be up at Johnston when a project like this happened as well. And I think the biggest thing for schools that are putting in turf is you get back some instructional time where coaches don't have to spend so much time and energy on field prep or field maintenance that you can spend on just working on fundamentals and skills within that sport. So to me, that'll be the biggest benefit, not to mention another surface for, you know, just for us to use as we get bigger instead of the stadium that has turf. We were just out there earlier today. They're still working on demo and seems like it's coming along pretty well. But if you drive down there, there's the fencing is all gone. The dugouts are being removed. I would assume the press boxes are going to be demoed here soon. And the bleachers are all kind of moved, you know, away. And they'll start doing some dirt work, I think, here shortly. So that's exciting.
Absolutely exciting time for that. As we look ahead to the new school year here, stability always a great thing in the head coaching ranks. And you guys have had that. Any big changes this year in the coaching positions?
You know, not really for school year 25-26. Maybe the only change is we had a slight change with the bowling season where the state has separated girls and boys state bowling. So their seasons are staggered a little bit like they are with basketball. So we're actually in the process of hiring a girls bowling coach. Coach Greenwood, who had been doing both, will now be just our boys coaches. And so as far as new head coaches go, that will be a new addition, one that didn't exist last year, and kind of looking forward to that. But otherwise, you know, handful of assistants here and there. But yeah, our head coaches across the board are the same as previous years.
And just want to touch on a couple of other things here quickly. If people are looking for the schedules this year, the Little Hawkeye Conference calendar is no longer the primary place to go. It's Bound. And then another thing I wanted to touch on was also football going up to Class 5A this year.
Yeah, so I'm glad you said something about Bound. Norwalk is a Bound school, so we've been using it, you know, pretty heavily already the last, I'd say, 3-4 years. And now our ticketing, our student registration, and now all of our scheduling will be through Bound. I'd say a good chunk of schools in Central Iowa are now using Bound. The old Little Hawkeye Conference site will still exist, but from Norwalk's standpoint, there's no information being added to that. I know some schools still need to use it a little bit here for the next year or so, but yeah, if you're looking to find any schedule for Norwalk, high school, middle school, if you're coming to a home event here on our campus, ticketing is through Bound, you know, and then Bound still, of course, offers, you know, all the other things that you can find, other school schedules, statistics, things like that. The association, the girls' union, still do tournament brackets, regional pairings on Bound as well. So, but yeah, the jump, Mike, to 5A football, it wasn't too shocking to us. We knew we were going to be right there based on our enrollment and our free and reduced lunch numbers. So our football schedule will look quite a bit different to people than it has in the past. But I think Coach Patterson and his staff and the boys have, you know, I think it's probably more of a mental preparation than anything, is, you know, taking reps against, you know, Southeast Polk, the four-time or five-time state champion, a school like Waukee Northwest and Iowa City High, you know, and some pretty tough other bigger schools too, is just different. And I think the boys are definitely up for the challenge, and I'm excited to see what they do. You know, Norwalk is a growing community, and this is who we are now. We're not going to get any smaller, and this is kind of where we belong now. Now, unless the state changes the classification system, you know, we're a 5A football team. So it is a big change. I know DCG, Indianola, and us all jumped up to 5A, you know, as little Hawkeye Conference members. So, you know, they're looking forward to the same, but it will be different. I will say that, and it'll be interesting, you know, to go through a year and, you know, a 5A prep. It'll be nice to, Mike, it'll be nice next winter to know what we are the next year. I think that was the big stressor this year, was there was a long time where we're like, are we going to be 4A? Are we going to be 5A? And we just didn't know. And, you know, to eliminate that is kind of nice too for an off season, especially for Coach Patterson and myself.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be good to know that going into next year. And it's a time of a lot of changes now on the athletics landscape, but you'll know that headed to next year's football, and that'll get going August 29th, the football opener at Indianola, and we look forward to all the other fall sports coming up here and starting even before that. That's Norwalk Activities Director Josh Toby. We thank you so much for your time today and look forward to seeing you throughout the fall.
Yeah, thanks for your coverage, Mike. Always appreciate it, and appreciate you giving me a few minutes to talk about Norwalk.